There is no provision for what they are calling for in the constitution. It doesn't exist. The only time when Zimbabwe was put in such a mode was in 1979 to 1980, in recent times, when we're moving from the old Rhodesian constitution to a new constitutional dispensation. Now, in 2013, which was what the benchmark was, we got a new constitution. A government was elected, and it's in motion. There are new elections in about 3 years' time. So I'm not sure where they're getting these very fine ideas, because the only way the current government can be dissolved is through, that would be a process. One, if the president is impeached, or if the president dissolves parliament. Mm. Besides that, there is no provision in the constitution.
Mr. Mavinga, Mr. Mangwana is saying there is no constitutional provision for that kind of arrangement.
I agree that there is no constitutional provision for a national transitional authority, but there is certainly scope for such a mechanism, given the developments that are ongoing in the country that are pointing to some kind of implosion. What you do not want to have is a vacuum or some kind of justification for a military coup. So there is need for people to be prepared for the eventuality of establishing smooth transition that is not violent and that helps all the people of Zimbabwe to be secure in their rights. But such a national transitional authority should be people-driven in the sense of being inclusive in terms of local groups, in terms of civil society, opposition parties, trade unions, church leaders, who are non-partisan, but who have a stake and a constituency that is identifiable. Certainly, it must not be an elitist project that are not representative of the people of Zimbabwe.
In such an arrangement, Mr. Mangwana, do you see ZANU-PF being called to participate? And can we have any person that is actually neutral?
This is an academic discussion, pure academic, because it has no legs. This constitution that I'm referring back to, it's legislated for every scenario. This scenario does not exist because the government has not failed. That's point number one. Point number two, to get this constitution, it took us 4 years of negotiation. After the people had said whatever they had said, we still had to negotiate for about 4 years to come up with this constitution. Now, to even have a transitional authority, as you are putting it, it would take a very long time of horse trading. Completely, when that vacuum you are talking about, will be sustaining, because it's going to be a big fight to negotiate. The GNU, one might point, you know how long it took. Washman Mule and Honorable Chinamasa had been talking roughly from around 2000 to when the GNU came into place in 2009. So we will not be able, right now, he's already setting criteria as it will be this person or that person or that person or that person. So ZANU-PF would want their people, MGC would want their persons there, the churches would want their persons, some pastor, some would want a judge. It's not going to work. The only constitutional process that is known for putting people in power is through an election. Nobody's talking of any coups here. So let's not be alarmistic. The moment you move like that, you have to suspend the constitution just as much as if Zimbabwe was to have a coup, which is not going to happen. The constitution has to be suspended.
Mr. Mavinga, as you're hearing here, Mr. Mangwana is saying this is just a dream, you know? It will never happen.
Well, it is not as far-fetched as Comrade Mangwana is saying, because look, Zimbabwe is in crisis, and the crisis levels are escalating on a daily basis. The internal contradictions in ZANU-PF, you know, key pillars around Mugabe that are falling apart, the war veterans challenging Mugabe to step down, the economic crisis where the government is perpetually failing to pay civil servants, the ongoing protests across the country, that shows that things are not right.